50 crore divided by 20 crore, which is 15%. Now imagine two different scenarios. The COVID-19 pandemic has struck and the business comes to a halt. TerraMan has only been able to do a 1 crore revenue by the end of the year. This means that the valuation will only be 2 crores. This is lesser than the funding amount of 3 crore. This implies that Lion Capital will end up acquiring a 100% stake in TerraMan. This doesn't make any sense for both the founder and the investor. The other scenario is that TerraMan does exceedingly well and makes a 50 crore revenue. In this situation, the investor will end up getting an insignificant stake of 6%. This is not lucrative for Lion Capital at all. To protect both the investors and the founders' interest, we use a floor and a cap structure. The cap ensures that the founder doesn't end up losing half of their company due to poor performance, while the floor ensures a certain minimum stake that the investors are entitled to, regardless of how well the company performs. The cap is determined basis the minimum stake that the founders are willing to dilute. The floor is determined by the minimum stake that keeps the investors interested in the deal. In TerraMan's case, the cap is kept at 20% and the floor at 10%.